North Central Ohio chapter of the American Red Cross recognized and celebrated its volunteers, who are, of course, critical to carrying out the work that they do, both locally and around the country. And more are always needed. Director Todd James is with us on the line this morning. And Todd, first of all, thanks very much for taking the time. I want to talk about this volunteer recognition a little bit, simply because, as we mentioned, without volunteers, and I know you did, you know, a lot of other housekeeping things at your event last week as well, but focusing specifically on the volunteers, because it is true, without the volunteers, you wouldn't be able to do what it is that you do.
You're absolutely right. Without volunteers, there would be no American Red Cross. Over 90% of the work that the American Red Cross does is done by volunteers. And we have an amazing group here in North Central Ohio and across the country. And we always need more in all areas, not just disaster, not just the blood drives, but in everything we do, there are opportunities for folks to get involved.
In what ways? I mean, talk a little bit about some of the things that volunteers will do for the American Red Cross, what you call on these folks to help you do.
Sure. Well, I mean, when we talk about disaster and disaster response, every aspect of it involves the need for volunteers, from being there right after a disaster here locally, a home fire or a storm, and making sure that those that have been affected have shelter and food and comfort, up to the bigger disasters, you know, the ones that you hear about in the news and folks come from across the country to help. Those are very specialized training, because everybody that's out on one of those is focusing on a specific area, whether it might be working in a warehouse, driving a forklift, or if it's, making sure that everybody who's coming to help has a place to stay. And, of course, the folks that are working in the shelter, the folks that are preparing thousands of meals a day, it's volunteers that are doing that. Volunteers who are helping our military families and service members when we get an emergency communication request, and our Hero Care Network goes to work verifying the information and getting the request off to a service member's command wherever they are to help the family. Those are volunteers that are working and doing that work. And right down to helping out at a blood drive just by sitting at the welcoming table and getting folks registered as they come in, or helping them in the canteen, giving them some juice and cookies afterwards, to working a couple of hours a week in our office, helping us with our administrative duties and everything that goes on behind the scenes. And that's just literally a few of the many, many opportunities we have available.